We're going to be reviewing a lot here because I need to take you back down this path to show you a major, major key in the release of the kingdom of God. That's what we're after. We want to see the kingdom release. We want to see the fullness of the kingdom release. Amen. And so he showed me something, and I'm just praying the Holy Ghost is going to anoint me to share this with you. I said, make it simple. I said, show me how to make it simple so you can understand this, because it's very important you understand the way God does this. Amen. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Not any part of this message say we've heard this. I'm telling you, you got to listen to this and get this. All right? And now I'm going to take this and just run this course, run this pathway from a financial perspective, or the financial perspective of the kingdom. But this will work in every single level of inheritance, every single aspect of the inheritance God has given to us. God has called us to birth what is not instead of walking in what is. It's very easy to walk in what is because it's already been birthed. To walk in what is not means you're going to have to birth it. And to birth it, you got to understand how to birth. I'm getting more and more thankful that God's allowed us to go down this path so we can learn how this stuff works. Amen? Because you take off running in what is, you can get very distracted with it. Because you can get very busy with it, and you can miss some of the greatest things God's going to do. Philippians 4:19, it says, my God shall supply all your need. Say all. All your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now notice this. One of several things I want to say about this. He's going to supply all your needs here in the earth's jurisdiction, according to his riches and glory that are not in the earth's jurisdiction. Everyone say his riches. That means he has riches and he has a lot of them. But they're not in this jurisdiction. They're in his jurisdiction. They're in glory. Say in glory. Now, in order for God to supply all your need, say all. Your need, I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Look at this. It says, my God will liberally supply, fill to the full. How many of you could use a little filling? Raise your hand. I'm like, Lord, for that promise to be very evident, it's a promise. There's a whole lot of people that's not walking in that one, myself included. He said he would fill to the full your every need. Say all. That's a need here in this earth's jurisdiction, and he's promising to supply from a jurisdiction that's not of the earth. Therefore, it's going to require jurisdictional transfer for that to happen. That's important. Because if it requires a jurisdictional transfer, you're going to have to know how that happens. You don't have to know how the Holy Ghost actually turns the water to wine, or how he filled the net. But you got to know that something's got to come out of glory here. And if it's coming out of glory here, you got to know how he does it. Now, God, it is a little bit of how we pray a lot. We're very much, Father in heaven, bring it here to the earth. He's not going to do that right there. Because he's got to bring it through you to make that happen. And you're going to see that very evident tonight. Amen? Now, before we get in any further, he says, according. That word, according. You know what that means? Down from. That's the Strong's and the Thayer's definition. So let's read it like that. My God shall supply, liberally supply, fill to the full your every need, down from his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Say down from. Now, there's a lot of stuff up in glory, so I want you to remember when I'm talking tonight, anything that's up in glory, this same process is how it's going to come down from glory here into the earth, all right? Before we do that, I want to look at his riches for a minute. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. Some of this you've heard from the beginning, but I'm going to wait to the end. You're going to have to see the progression, the pathway. It says, God, Hebrews 1:1, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir, say heir, of all things. We know we have taught this. We have gone over it. When he was raised and ascended into the right hand of God, he received the inheritance of the Father. All things the Father hath, he says, are mine. He received all of that. In fact, Revelation chapter 5 tells us very specifically there's a sevenfold inheritance when they were shouting, worthy to the Lamb to have received power, riches. That's riches in glory, because he received them in glory when he ascended into the right hand of God. He received power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. In fact, Ephesians goes on to tell you, he goes, I bless you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That's really good, but I need it here. He received all of this on the behalf of his church. It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness would dwell. Now, before he left, he already had all the riches of heaven. But when he made man, and he gave it all to Adam for the earth was given to man. When he gave it and Adam fell, all of that was delivered up to the God of the world system. And he took charge of the world and its system. That's why he governs a lot. And so what happened, what was originally given to man, man lost. So God had to get that back too, so he could reassign the inheritance. See, when God was reassigning the inheritance to Christ, he said, this is my appointed heir. All he did was take back what he originally gave to Adam, and he reassigned it to Jesus, so Jesus could reassign it to you. He had to do it. He had to reclaim it all, because man lost it in the fall. Now, I want you to know, when God came in, you know what gave him the authority to do this? God raised up Abraham. See, God had to have a man. And what he did, he comes to Abraham. Go to Galatians chapter 3. I'm going to show you, he got it all. He purchased it all. You know, he was the single heir recipient of the blessing of Abraham. Did you know that? Jesus was the single heir recipient of the full blessing of Abraham. He received all of it so he could give it to you. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. Now, this is very important, because you got to understand this part for the kingdom to release. You got to understand what he inherited on your behalf and how he got it. It says, the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham. See, he came in and preached the gospel to him. Did he say he preached the gospel to him? And he said, in thee, Abraham, in thee. Everybody say, in thee. You better get real used to in thee. Because there's not a whole lot that's going to come out of the kingdom of God until it gets in thee. You got to get it in you for it to come out of you. That's why when you pray, it's not falling down from heaven, because it's not been incubating within you. He said, he preached the gospel to Abraham, said, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Are you part of all the family? Not just the Jewish family. All. He was the father of what? Many nations. In thee. Now go to Genesis chapter 22. You got to rightly divide the word of God. And he said, by myself I've sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, this is when Abraham did not withhold his son. You know, he was going to deliver him up, but the angel stopped him. And so God comes to him and says, now that I know you would have actually offered your son, I'm not really asking you, because I know you would have done it. I am going to offer my son. I'm going to give my son, because you would have given yours. See, he fulfilled the terms of the covenant with God. And he says, verse 17, in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply. I want you to underline thy seed. You multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, as the stand upon the seashore, and thy seed, the seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Now, he's really talking to somebody down into Abraham's loins, way down up in there. But all of Abraham's natural seed's going to get in on it. Because that blessing got on him, there is a covenant. It's still intact today with the Jewish people, that covenant. They prosper because it's a part of that covenant. Now, watch who he's talking to here. Thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy, and thy seed, in thy seed, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. See that? So that's when he preached the gospel to him. In thy seed, Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Okay? Go to Romans 4. We're going down a little side trail, and they're going to bring it back in. This is part of what he inherited when he ascended into the right hand of God. I'm going to show you he was the direct recipient of the blessing of Abraham when he ascended into the right hand of God. The direct recipient of all of it. And he freely gives it to you. Romans 4:13, for the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham. Uh-oh. Did you see that? The promise, when he was speaking to Abraham, he wasn't speaking to Abraham. The promise that he would be the heir was not to Abraham. He was a covenant man, but the true heir was the seed that he was speaking to inside Abraham's loins. That was the true heir of the world. Why did God have to do that? He had to get back into the earth so God could reassign the earth's resources to the brand new heir. All of heaven and earth would be assigned to him. Okay? For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham, or to his seed through the law. Wow. That means that everybody under the law were not qualified to be an heir, as he's speaking here. Because the true heir, there was only one true heir. And then there would be joint heirs. Amen? His seed through the law meant everybody under the law, they couldn't qualify to be the heir because the heir was going to receive the evidence of a brand new creation. He would be born as a new creation. And every other heir after that. See, when Adam fell, God said, this won't do. I come here to deal with a fallen race. I come to deal with a race of new creation. Amen. And so I'm bringing an heir and I'm giving it all back to him. Okay. He said, the promise that he'd be there was not to Abraham's seed through the law, but through the righteousness of the faith. It was those that were going to inherit it through Christ. Okay, go to Galatians chapter 3. That's why I pause. Should I go down this pathway? Because really, this has half to do with the message. But it's a good one, though. You'll see why he inherited all this. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. This is it. Everything he spoke to Abraham, all the promises he gave to him, here's who they were really to. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Remember thy seed? Had you underlined that? And he saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and thy seed, which is Christ. He was the one God was talking to when he was talking to Abraham. Said, Abraham, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. As I'm bringing a new heir out of your loins. And that heir I'm going to ascend into the right hand of God. And I'm going to reestablish all power in heaven and earth. I'm going to give it to him. All the riches of heaven and earth, I'm going to give it to him. But it's through your faith, Abraham. It's through the covenant I made with you. I've produced the son. And the son is the heir. And when the son was raised into the right hand of God, he was the appointed heir of the father. And he did it all for you and me. Jesus was the sole recipient of the blessing of Abraham. All of it. Now he can freely give it all to you. Those that are of the righteousness of faith. Those that are of the new creation. He reassigned and he gives you that inheritance freely. Question is how we get it from in glory to here. Amen. Okay, look at Galatians 3, verse 29. It's very interesting. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And you are an heir according to the promise. If you are in Christ, you're a joint heir. You're Abraham's seed. And all of that passes on to you. Abraham gave Christ authority to come into earth and the Father to reassign all the earth, its resources, its dominion, its power, and its glory back into Christ. He had it already in heaven, but he gave it back to the earth. That's why when he ascended in the right hand of God in Psalms 2, prophetically said, "Now ask of me, the nations is thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth is thy possession, because you are my heir and it all belongs to you now." But Jesus said, if you be in Christ, say, I'm in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. In you, you're the family that's being blessed. You're the one, and you're an heir according to the promise. Everyone said, I'm an heir. I have a inheritance. I'm an heir. I'm an heir of it all. Because all this happened when Jesus ascended to the right hand of God. The Father appointed him heir of all things. And then he gave you an inheritance right there as a joint heir to sit with him. And he says, I bless you with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All that I have, I give to you. But it's all there. And God said, I will supply all your need according to my riches here in glory. I said, all right, you've got riches up there, but how do they get down here? You got power up there, but how do I get it down here? What's that process? How do we get the jurisdictional transfer of what he inherited on our behalf actually operating in our life? Because I'm glad I got an inheritance up there. But if I can't get it working here, it doesn't mean no good. I must learn how to get it from there to here. If he gave it to me, I want it. There's not a person in here right now. A lawyer walked up in here and said, you've been given a $10 million inheritance from a great, 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 great uncle. You would be saying, Pastor, I'm going to see you tomorrow. I got to go with this lawyer. You'd be all over it. You'd be jumping in it. See, I jump in. You'd take the week off from work and you would be all over that. You'd be reading that will, reading that testimony. If need be, you'd be going to court. I won't. What's mine? You'd be tracking it down, something heavy. You've been given that same inheritance. But got to learn how to get it from there. Because that's the first part. You must believe he inherited it. Second part, you got to believe he gave it to you. You must believe it's yours. And I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to back it up here in a minute. You must believe it's not up there anymore. If you still believe it's up there, it is up there. But if you believe that's how it's going to come down, Father in heaven, bring it down here, it won't manifest like that. If your prayer, Father, way up there, if all that you see what God has given to you is way out there, you're not going to get it to manifest because that's not how he does it. I know that I know that I know that I know, no, it's going to happen. And when it starts happening, there's not anything that's up there that won't come down here. Amen? Right, let me take you a little bit back into some review. Go to Acts chapter 2. You got to see this. You must know this part. This is crucial to your faith. You have to understand that that blessing is not up there. It originated up there. But you got to know where it is and how it's going to manifest here. This is the part your faith must come to. And it clicked today. I've been preaching and teaching all around this ever since about November last year. He opened this scripture around November. I've been teaching all around it and I didn't see it. Man, I was all over it though. Man, I was just yearning and I did it broke open today. Acts chapter 2, verse 32. It says, this Jesus hath God raised up. Same one in Hebrews 1 when he appointed him the heir, whereof we are all witnesses. He says, therefore, being by the right hand of God. Now, this is when he received the inheritance in the right hand of God. Because in John said, the Father would send the Holy Ghost, and Jesus said, I'll send him. Remember me teaching on that? He says, therefore, being by the right hand of God and having, look at this, received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He received the promise of the Holy Spirit into the right hand of God before the church received it. It was a necessity. The Father sent the Holy Spirit into the right hand of God. Why? Because he was the single heir recipient of all things. And the Holy Spirit was the agency by which all that inheritance was going to get downloaded. What did he say? I supply all your need according or down from the riches and glory. See, the Holy Ghost was going to bring it down to where you are. This part, your faith has to come to this position if you're going to see it release. The Holy Spirit, he comes into the right hand of God. I'm going to show you this. He receives the inheritance from Jesus, and then Jesus sends him into the church. Sends him to be where? To be in us. For the kingdom to flow through us. For the inheritance to come through. Remember, I was talking last week about working from the inside out. See, it all had to come that way. This is the revelation you're going to get. You got to know he brought it to you. All right? Go to John 16. Okay? I mean, you know, the kingdom of God is within you. Holy Spirit come to live within you. He brought a whole lot more than just the presence of the Lord with him. He brought that full inheritance, the stuff that we need really bad right now. We need the manifestation of the kingdom of God. We need what Jesus inherited for us as a church manifesting and operating here. He brought it down to us here. John 16, verse 14. Speaking of the Holy Ghost, says, he shall glorify me. He will receive of mine. You see right there? And he'll show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Now stop right there. He said, he will receive of mine. When did he stop by and receive of his? What did he say? All things the Father has are mine. He's saying, I'm the appointed heir, but the Holy Ghost was going to receive of mine. When did he do that? The verse we just got through showing to you. When the Father sent him in to the right hand of God, he said, he would receive of mine. All the Father has, he's going to receive it, and then he's going to show it to you. Amplified says, declare, disclose, and transmit. But here's what you've got to see is he brought it all the way down to where you are. That's why if you keep trying to pray way up here to way out here, you're missing the way the kingdom comes. It says he will glorify me, he'll receive of mine, he'll show it to you. All things the Father has is mine. Nobody has a problem with that. How do we get it here? He already did that. He brought it to be in you. Everyone say the inheritance is in me. And if you really believe that, you would pray much differently. The inheritance is within me because the Holy Spirit is within me. He brought it with him. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory that was brought down here by the Holy Spirit. There is a full inheritance abiding in you. And it's going to work from the inside out. Say inside out. The Holy Ghost is going to help you with that, but God's going to need a few things from you. Okay? And this is where it clicks. Let me just show you something real quick. Go to John 14. Look at verse 16. Oh. Now, that was all review. To say what I'm about to say. I'm setting you up. Oh, the devil would just really like that you would not hear this. He just really love to keep us ignorant of these things, you know. John 14 says, I will pray the Father, and he's going to give you another comforter that he may abide with you, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and in you. Say, with me and in me. That means the kingdom of God, or the inheritance that's in the kingdom of God, dwells with me and in me. The inheritance, or the demonstration, or the fruit, or the provision, or the power, or the Mount Hebron inheritance, or the Capernaum inheritance, or the king priest government, or the Antioch government, or the Asaph government, or the Melchizedek government, whatever you can see up into that kingdom, dwelleth with me and in me. Up until about 2 o'clock this afternoon, it was always a distant place. One day God's going to get it up here. One day God's going to bring it. One day God's going to bring it here. One day he's going to get it here. One day we're going to get it here. I had to come to the place that had already made its arrival. Because as long as I had that one day, I'm still out here. And as long as I'm out here, I'm not in here where it all is. Until you get your face centered into where he is and what he's doing, he's going to bring it to you and then bring it through you. Say, to me, in me, through me. And the Holy Ghost is the one going to do this. But he's going to do it by faith and faith alone. Not by might, not by power, not by human sufficiency, not by Amalek, not by Ishmael. As long as Amalek and Ishmael are standing there saying, we're going to do this, Holy Ghost will back off and say, I have the inheritance, but you have tied my hands. That's what the church does. We go on and preach the gospel without power. Half of them won't even let him in the building anymore. And he has the whole kingdom with him. They won't even let him in. By the time he shows up, say, no, we don't want that. In me, what else is in you? Kingdom of God is within you. Holy Ghost brought this inheritance that we desperately need in a manifestation. Okay, you ready? Now, go to Romans chapter 10. Father, let him see it. It's all the difference in the world. What the Lord showed me today, he said, if you're going to participate with me and allowing my kingdom to flow through you, you're going to have to do it my way. And the first thing is, you're going to have to know that the kingdom of God, though I am seated on the throne in heaven, I have sent the Holy Spirit to you to abide in you. And I brought the inheritance and all the glory of the right hand to you. And stop thinking it's got to make that kind of journey all the way to the earth when the kingdom of God is with you now. The kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of God is in you, with you, abiding through you. Everyone say, the kingdom of God is at hand. Your faith will have to arrive there. If it doesn't, you'll be looking too far out. He's already there. He already brought it. Your faith has to come there first before it's going to manifest. You've got to get to that place. I danced all around it for 7 months, and the light came on. You can have the knowledge of what I just told you, but it's going to have to sink in deeply right in here. If you're going to bring forth the kingdom, you have to operate right out of here. You have to learn to operate out of the kingdom of God. You have to operate from the kingdom within, because the Holy Ghost is there and the inheritance is there. Say, the inheritance is with me. The inheritance is in me. The provision of riches and glory have been brought to me to abide in me, to manifest through me by the person of the Holy Ghost. He brought it. Now, how does the Holy Spirit bring it? He brings it by way, you ready for this? of the word. He brings a word of inheritance with him. And he brings it to abide in you, and more importantly, to abide in the midst of your heart. Because that's where it's going to flow from. What did he say in John 7? Out of your innermost being would flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. Or you could say this spake he of the operation of the Holy Ghost. Because he brought the inheritance to abide in you. And he's going to manifest it through you. Solomon caught a glimpse of this in Proverbs chapter 4. He caught a glimpse of the dispensation of God that really didn't belong to him, but he saw it through his wisdom. He says, keep or guard your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it will flow, the issues mean wellsprings of life. Out of it are going to flow, say out, inside out. But he said it's going to be there in the heart. And it's going to originate, and then it's going to flow out. Out of your innermost being would flow rivers. See, that's the jurisdictional transfer. When it gets out is when the Holy Spirit will manifest it. He'll manifest it as provision. He'll turn the water into wine. He'll turn it into power. He'll turn it into glory. He'll turn it into healing. He'll turn it into wealth. He'll turn it into the kingdom of God out here. But while it remains in us, it's a spiritual inheritance brought to us by the Holy Ghost in the form of a living word. But it's going to transition from that position, providing the enemy. Why we say guard your heart with all diligence? Isn't it amazing what Mark 4 said? The sower sowed the word, the thief, the enemy, the devil came immediately. Why did he come immediately? Because he wants to steal that before it starts functioning. He wants to steal it. If he can't steal your word, he'll counterfeit it. If I can't steal your word, well, let's just set up Amalek or Ishmael and let's get something else flowing besides the kingdom. Let's get you flowing out of your own. Anybody had your own self flowing out of your own river? Not very pretty. Okay? Romans 10. This is so real when you get in there, my friends. This place gets so real. Well, when you get a revelation, the kingdom of God is with you. You're walking around with an inheritance. It's wanting to come out of you. Verse 6. But the righteousness which is of faith. He talked about those under the law. Now he's going to talk about righteousness of faith. Speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart. You mean your heart speaks? Oh yeah. Your heart has a lot of things to say. Say not in thine heart. Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Stop, look at me. First thing he said, the righteousness of faith, say not in that heart, who's going to go all the way up there to get it? You see that? The righteousness of faith is not going to speak that. You're not going to go all the way up there to get it. Why? Because he brought it all the way down here. And if you're looking to try to bring it from all the way up there, you're going to miss it. He brought it all the way down here. That's why he says, don't even say that in your heart. Who's going to bring Christ all the way back down here? He already did it. Say not in thy heart. Who shall ascend into heaven? The righteousness of faith already knows. It's got to know this part. He said, or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring him up from the dead. Faith that speaketh on this wise knows that it is finished. It is done. Watch what he says. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. See that? Even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Now he talks about salvation here, but this is actually the master keys by which it all flows. But your heart, this is what's going to make it happen. You must believe it's here. You must believe it's here. More importantly, it has to be living up in your heart. The Holy Spirit brought the word to present it right up into your heart. Right there, he says, the inheritance is right here. Say not in the heaven, you got to go all the way and get it up there. You don't have to go down in the deep, but you must believe it's nigh thee. It's in your heart. It must be right here. You got to know all of it sitting right here. Everything you've been believing God for, everything we've been believing God, we have to know it's right here. If we don't, we keep thinking it's going to come one day. That is not the faith that's going to bring it in. One day it'll come. When God feels like it'll come. When God gets us ready to pour it out of heaven, he already poured it out. He gave the inheritance as the appointed heir of the Father. That word is nigh thee. Why do you think the devil launches a full-scale war against your heart? What do you think? He just wanted to give you a bad day? He is after any level of that word abiding for any length of time before the Holy Spirit can manifest it. Not here. The word will never manifest up in here. You can have all the knowledge in the world and the kingdom will never manifest. He didn't say in your mind. The word is nigh thee in thy mind and thy mouth. He said it's in your heart. Guard that place with all diligence, for out of it's going to flow the wellsprings of life. Out of that place will flow rivers of living water. It's that word the Holy Ghost brought as an inheritance. He's going to release it through us. It's got to be in your heart. It's got to be in your mouth. When the light came on, I said, it's with me. The kingdom of God is with me. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is in my heart. All of it. I said it 100 times a day. And the Lord said, say it 100 times a day. Say it. Live right there. Don't go anywhere but right here. Stay right here. See, you pray to the Father. But the Father, see, he has sent it already, but what he does is give the instruction for the Holy Ghost to release it. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by way of the person, the Holy Spirit, bringing that by the promises of his word abiding right here in the heart. See, he requires his word abide in your heart and in your mouth. If it's not right here, you can say it all day long and you'll get nothing. It's got to be right here. You're going to have to get real skilled at the kingdom of God being right here. If you don't think that's an easy road, the enemy already knows all of this. He's been around this a long time. He's coming after that place. He wants to stop it. He wants to barrage you with all manner of circumstance. He wants to get inside you, to paralyze you, to neutralize you, to steal what's going on in there. And if he can't do that, then he wants to get you to replace it, counterfeit it. He'll get you to do anything but leave that word sitting in your heart. He knows it's going to manifest, because it's going to be in your heart, then it's going to get up in your mouth. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is with me. My God is supplying my needs out of my innermost being now. It's flowing rivers of inheritance out of my innermost being. My gates are open continually, day and night. They shall not be shut. And men may bring unto me the wealth of the nations, these living waters of provision, these living waters of riches and glory, these living waters of power, these living waters of an apostolic king priest government, these living waters of the Mount Hebron inheritance. Mount Hebron was the mountain of generational inheritance. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and their wives were buried in that mountain. Caleb inherited. David was crowned there before he became king, brought it into Jerusalem. Solomon was a recipient of the mountain. And because Abraham was buried in there, all the nations in thee, shall all the families of the earth be blessed in that mountain of generational inheritance. Jesus inherited that. That mountain belongs to him in the right hand. Hand it over to the Holy Ghost. Sent the Holy Ghost into you. That mountain's living up inside you. And it's in the form of a word that you see. I see Mount Hebron not out here anymore. God, bring it out here. See, Mount Hebron's the mountain of generational inheritance. When God gives you a revelation of His Word, He gives you a picture. That's why He taught in parables. Told Chuck this day, I may have taught 11 messages on Mount Hebron, but it's just one word. The Mount Hebron inheritance is abiding right here. Because Christ inherited the blessing of Abraham. And He gave it to me freely, sent it by way of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came to declare, hey, you got a mountain of inheritance living in you. I come to disclose and share with you all about this mountain. And by the way, I'm going to transmit that mountain from riches and glory all the way into the earth. Now, I need it to lodge up into your heart. And I need you to keep it there because that's the incubation chamber of God. You want to get it really deep. The living waters are up inside. He puts the mountain up in the living waters so they can incubate in the living waters. And when the mountain starts incubating up there in the living waters, like the earth was, see, before it come up out of the waters of Genesis, it was incubating in the waters. Holy Ghost is sitting there hovering. Holy Ghost, I'm hovering. Keep it in your heart and I'm hovering. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. Keep it right there with you. It's not out there. It's not up there. It's right there with you. Kingdom of God is with you. Kingdom of God is in you. Mount Hebron is with you. Mount Hebron is in you. Mount Hebron is the word of generational inheritance. Mount Hebron will remove the entanglements of debt, poverty, lack, need, and destruction. That mountain needs to flow out. Before it can flow out, I need it to sit there up in your heart. I need to be in the midst of your heart. I need you to guard the word, and it needs to be in your heart and your mouth. You mean your heart and your mouth. Out of my innermost being is flowing rivers of generational inheritance. My God shall supply all of my need according to the riches and glory He's placed right here. By the Holy Ghost, right here. You got to get right here, faith. You've got to know it's right up there. If you don't, the word is nigh thee. It's in your heart. You don't have to go up there to get it. That's what people do that don't know God. They go, oh, God, when? How come? Those days are over. You got to know it's there. If you don't know it, you're not going to see the manifestation of it. That's the first place you're going to have to start working on it right there. It's already been stolen from you. Been stolen from you. You're going around like this. Where are you, God? When are you going to do? One day He's going to come in with a white horse out there. I got news for you. He done rode in with a white horse right up inside you. He requires you believe that. Most of the time it's already been stolen. When it gets stolen, here's how you know it's been stolen. You're out here. One day, God's going to do it. I don't know. Doom, despair, agony, I mean, deep, dark, depression, excessive misery. God's going to do it one day. Would you come and join with me in this suffering for the Lord? That word has been snatched and you don't even know it. Poverty mentality is integrated up into the belief system. What's abiding in you is a mentality of poverty, debt, and lack, and it's all got up and graded in there. And again, it gets in your words. I was with somebody the other day, and they were talking about their house. I said, one of these days I'm going to get rid of this albatross sitting here. And they pointed their house. I said, if you keep talking like that, you won't even have that house. That's the way they saw their homestead. Instead of a very blessed place where God abides, they see it as an albatross sinking. You see that? That gets up inside you. You get that up inside you, you won't get God to manifest anywhere. You'll just think you know Him, but you'll never get any fruit off of that vine. Never. Holy Ghost cannot manifest unbelief. Cannot. Go to John 15. You have to learn to protect your heart and get full. How many of you are pregnant with something? That's a good thing to be pregnant with something up in here. Don't despise that any longer. Now you got to know what to do with what you're pregnant with. You're going to have to start talking to the little birthing thing in there. God's unimpregnated me. I got a whole bunch up in there. The Lord said, you have to know it's there. I said, you remind me often. It's there. Because now start speaking to it. Get in touch with right here. It's all I can tell you for now until I get more. You got to get in touch with right here. Stop looking out here. You're going to miss it if you're looking out here. You're looking for somebody always to come and float your boat and meet your need. You're missing it. You got to know it's coming out. You got to know the Holy Ghost is going to flow. When you get this and that blessing starts flowing, there is nothing God's not going to do for you. I'm telling you, He will move resources up and all around you, and He will make things happen for you that you only dream of. And you look at these men thinking they're special instruments of God, and all of a sudden, it's just on me. It's on me. You know, men of God that have it on them, you don't have to ask them. They'll tell you it's on them. They know it because everything they touch starts prospering. It just happens for them. Why? Because they found out how to get it from in here to out here. I might tell you, when that river starts flowing out here, once you keep it in your heart and you say it with your mouth, you're going to have to incubate. You got to know that's up in the living water. You got to call it out of the water. I'm calling this mountain up out of the water. Let these waters break in me and let this mountain emerge. See, you see it emerge. I see the mountain of generational inheritance abiding in me. I see it emerging from the waters. I see the waters break because the waters are in you. And I see them break, and I see that a mountain emerging in the earth. See, you see the word. You got to see the word and say the word. That's why He told Abraham, look at the stars. You've got to get the word into vision form. See, I see signs, miracles, and wonders. I don't see it just holding. I see it as the Capernaum inheritance. When He left Nazareth, that's when He got started. He ministered to every strata of society, signs, miracles, and wonders galore, financial demonstrations, healing the centurion's servant. He was a chief of police, healing the nobleman's son. He was a chief of politics. He took them out there in the sea and manifested His glory upon the waters. That was their main industry, out there in the waters. Took the chief of religion, raised his daughter from the dead. All this is happening up in Capernaum. That's the Capernaum inheritance. I see all that right here abiding. That word of the Capernaum inheritance. It's not up in heaven. I got to go find it. I don't have to really get on a plane to go up in somebody's meeting to go up and lay hands on me. Then hopefully some will come out of me. It's okay if you do. Don't worry about it. But I know it's right. I've had enough hands laid up on me. I know what's going to work and what's not going to work. I'm going to tell you, you want to birth it, you're going to have to get it right up in here. See, I see the Capernaum in here. You got to see it. It's a living word that's abiding in your heart. And then you say what you see. Now, He gave me this before, but I didn't know it had to live right up here. I missed that part. I didn't know that He inherited it all up in the right hand. Brought it down here, and He's got it right here. This is how close we are. There's just this thin veil right now from spirit to the earth's jurisdiction. This is what the Lord told me. He said, son, if you had enough faith to climb up with me into the right hand of God and had enough faith to walk up into the waters, you move from one jurisdiction to another. Now, if you can do that, the Lord said, if you can move from your jurisdiction to mine, can't you bring something out of my jurisdiction into yours? It's the same faith. If it's in your heart, you have a right to call it from my jurisdiction into your jurisdiction, and the Holy Ghost will manifest it. If you ever at one time ever moved into the spirit by your prayer life, you have moved from one jurisdiction to another. All you got to do is just go up in that jurisdiction and then start calling it back into this jurisdiction. I call these things up in my heart. See, your heart belongs to another jurisdiction. That's the kingdom of God within you. All of it's a spiritual inheritance. But I know that I can call this inheritance into the earth if it's abiding here. If it's not abiding here, I can't call nothing. What you're going to do is speak what your heart is full of. And if your heart's not full of a living word, it's already been stolen from you. You're going to have to get back and get it up, lodged back up in there and try it again. But try to exercise faith without a living word abiding in you, it's futile. You're exercising mere words. You're shouting at the wind. That's not how it works. You got to get a living word with a living vision and a living
picture.
Image, revelation, and it's got to be right here, living. He said it's got to abide in your heart. Faith speaketh on this wise. If it's been stolen, what you're going to do, and you're going to encounter the enemy, and you're going to shout some words of faith, and you're going to get defeated. Because God didn't show up because the enemy done stole the living word out of the heart. You got to learn to protect that domain center because it is your future. And everything you want up in there. You can do it yourself or let God do it. If you do it yourself, you'll never get the results of the kingdom. Let the Holy Ghost do it His way, and the kingdom's going to start flowing up out of you, and you're really going to start enjoying your inheritance, because He's going to start bringing in miracles, creative miracles, up out of the kingdom of God. And that miracle, that virtue, like Jesus, is going to flow right out. That virtue flowed right out. They laid them on beds and couches, and Jesus just went like this, walked down there. Peter got it, and that cloud of glory come up. You know what a cloud is? It's water. Clouds of water. That living water just started manifesting as clouds around him. And that living water just, and they laid them on beds and couches, and everybody went into that cloud were healed. See, He brought it from the inside out. You got to have it living in you. If the word's not living in you, it's been stolen. If it's been stolen, you have nothing incubating right now, so don't think anything's going to birth. Okay? You want something to birth, you better get real full of something. I mean, you better get so full that it's in your mouth, it's in your sight. You got to get right here and live with it. The best thing you can do all day long is put your hand on your belly and say, the kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is with me. The Holy Ghost is in me. The Holy Ghost is with me. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're with me. You brought the inheritance. You got to get in tune with that place first. You brought the inheritance. Oh, impregnate me. Impregnate my heart. Impregnate my heart. I want the living, abiding word where I see it, I feel it, I touch it, I taste it, I speak it. It'll get up in my mouth. It's in my inner eyesight. I see that inheritance. Now let it flow out. Let it flow out. Let it flow out. Let the waters flow out. Let them break out of the temple. Let them break out. Manifest the inheritance. I'm calling a lot of stuff up out of these waters. You better get ready, because it's going to hit. You have no idea the greatness of what God has put inside you. When you get a revelation the kingdom's with you, you will stop looking for it everywhere else. And you'll start knowing, I got it. I'm carrying it. The kingdom of God is with me, and it's going somewhere to manifest. Listen, God wants to manifest blessings on your behalf. He does not want you broke and broken down. There's nothing you're going to learn from being broke. Nothing. It produces nothing. It tears you down. He wants you full of life. He wants you full of glory. He wants these rivers flowing up out of you. Miracles are going to flow. Revival is going to flow up out of these waters. I'm telling you, they are right there. It's in my mouth. It's in my heart. Out of my belly's flowing rivers of the Capernaum inheritance. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame are made whole. In Houston, Texas, right here, flowing, flowing. Waters of virtue flowing, virtue of healing flowing, flowing. See how you're living right here? You've got to learn to live there. Or you can go back out there and just go do it the way everybody else does it. Aren't you tired of that? You got to get in where all of it's working. If you will relish this, practice it, keep it, guard it, make it the greatest importance, you are going to see the kingdom manifest, and you're going to see favor come upon you, goodness come upon you. You're going to see God turn your world upside down. He's about to turn this church upside down. Go here, John 15. This glory and this living water is about to come up out of this temple. It's going to set them free. They're not going to sit up in church for 10 years with the same problems they've been having, because this stuff is going to set the captive free. It's right here. I don't have to go up into heaven to get it from him. He brought it down to me. It's living in my heart. It's in my mouth, and it's going to be in my mouth all the day long. I'm going to lay back in that chair, and I'm going to see it, and I'm going to say it right here. See it and say it. See it and say it. See the word. Thy word is nigh thee, the word of the Capernaum inheritance, the word of the apostolic king priest government, the word of the Antioch apostolic government, the word of the Asaph government of worship, the word of the Capernaum inheritance of demonstration, the word of the Mount Hebron inheritance of generational inheritance. The word is in me. The word is right up in here in my heart. It's in the incubation chamber of the Most High. Father, it's right up in here. Holy Ghost, you're brooding. You're hovering. You're brooding. Oh, let there be light upon these waters. Show us what's up in here. Show us what's up in the kingdom. Show us Guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it will flow the wellsprings of life. What do you got up inside you that makes you so darn dangerous that when you have been beat down to a greasy spot, the enemy keeps trying to beat you down because he's very much afraid of what can rise up from you? Pretty soon, you're not going to hear me saying this stuff. You're going to see it demonstrated. I am telling you, the days of demonstration, apostolic age is at hand. The kingdom is coming up through his people. John 15, verse 7. If, see, he always says if. Say if. If you abide in me. Look at this. I never got this till today. And my words abide in you. You can say in the midst of your heart. If you can keep them in the midst of your heart, you can ask what you will, and it will be done for you. You can ask what you will, and it will be done. If you can abide in him and his word abide in the midst of your heart, you're going to have to keep it there. That's his requirement. You got to know it's not out in a distant land. You got to know it's right here. Where did he say, if my words can abide in? Because you got to know, just go study Mark 4. The enemy's coming hard after that. He wants to steal it like a wrecking machine. He wants to get you so delirious with circumstance and trials and situations that you forget about what's going on up inside you. You got to learn to escape what's going on out here and escape up into him where he is. Abide in me. Abide in the living waters. That's what we're learning to do. If you have a hard time, go to our website and listen to the corporate prayer session called Psalm 65. It's in the living water section. Blessings of the water. Mark 11, great faith chapter, verse 23. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. I'm going to tell you the way to look at that. Go, I think it's to look at Exodus chapter 14, and see how it says a horse and the rider, Pharaoh's armies were thrown into the sea. They actually sang a song, horse and the rider thrown into the sea. Have that image when you are calling a mountain to be cast into the sea, because the mountain is what's resisting you. The mountain's what's tracking you down. The mountain is those things that never let you go. Say, be thou mountain. I'm saying it every day. Horse and the rider, you are thrown into these seas. You will not come out. That's how you speak to that. Call it to be cast up into the waters and shall not doubt in his heart. Look at verse 24. Everyone say, huge. Look at this, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Two things here. Believe you receive, and you shall have. Those are two different things here going on. You understand that. You first believe you receive, then you shall have. Shall have is the actual manifestation. I shall have it. Believe you receive it is a transference of jurisdiction. When you pray, the Father transfers the jurisdiction of what you've asked for into the kingdom of God within you. So it abides there in your heart. It must be right here again. Believe what? You receive it. When you receive some, you bring it from out here to here. It's a part of you. You take possession of it. What you're receiving first from the kingdom is spiritual. That's going to be turned into natural. Everything is going to go from spiritual to natural. So when you receive it, God, you must believe you receive. I receive it right here. You got to get it here. You got to look at it right here. You got to see it. Some of you in the business need a big old client. You need a whale. Some of you need a whale to show up in your life. A whale is a whole different breed of fish altogether. When a whale shows up, he'll turn your life upside down. One whale can change your life forever, change your business forever. One whale. You need to call the whale up from the sea. Father, I'm believing you for a whale to come up out of the waters. And I believe I receive him. So you got to have that whale right there. How do I know? He has the wells, let the living waters bring forth abundantly. I'm calling the well to bring forth, and I see that well right here. I see the king. I'm calling kings to sit up in here. I'm not calling the ones going to sit up here and walk out of here. The ones going to come up here and drop kingly anointing offerings up in here. Because that's what kings do. I'm believing they're going to come up and sit up in here. I'm calling them out and I see the king. I believe I receive it. See, I've got to see it. It's got to abide right in my heart and I got to look at it. I got to keep it here. And the enemy's going to come and say, you ain't going to have it. And I said, you ain't going to have it. He said, you ain't going to have it. I said, as long as you want to shout for me from out here to inside, just shout on. But you ain't getting up in here. Because what's up in here is off territory for you. This is the kingdom of God. And I am going to keep it in the midst of my heart. And it's going to be in my mouth. In my heart. See, you got to believe you receive it. See, you don't have to go up in heaven to get that well. He's going to bring it down to you. See, believe you receive. See that? It's going to lodge there. Some of you need a healing. You're going to have to receive that healing. You know, people go to heaven, they say they see body parts all the time. You ever heard anybody say they go to heaven and saw body parts? Do you know what happened? You believe you receive, that body part comes down in a spiritual form by what's called a word. And that word abides right here. Before it gets up in your body, it's going to abide here. You're going to see it, and then you're going to say it. And then very long, the Holy Spirit's going to take that word. He's going to bring it out into the earth's jurisdiction, and he's going to manifest it into your body. That's the secret of divine healing. I told you it worked for everything. I just used prosperity. So I believe I receive. Once I get it, it has to remain in my heart as a living word. I have to see it, I have to say it, and I have to keep it. If you're not willing to do that, this will never work for you. If you are willing to do that and live right here, the kingdom of God is with me. The kingdom of God is with me. I see it. I see it. I see it. Then he said, if you stand, forgive. If you've got forgiveness, you're going to have to get some of that, those issues taken care of so the water will flow. But see, if you keep it long enough, you believe you receive it into this domain. See, I received it. I've got it now. It's right here in my heart. Then you shall have, because the Holy Ghost is going to take it there. And he's going to say, okay, pardon me. Let me take what's in your heart and I'll manifest it into the earth. I'll turn that water now into wine. I'll turn that thing you've been believing, that little, those two white horses you've been believing for, new cars are just white horses. If you got a car with a whole lot of miles on, you need to believe God for a new horse. I'll take that white horse and I'll manifest it into the natural. God has no problem with you believing. It's amazing. The ones who have a problem with that are the ones generally that have the car with 250,000 miles on it. You got to know God wants you to have it. I'm not talking about blessing. Believe me, we're going to bring the whole king priest government up out of this thing. Apostolic government's going to be flowing up out of these waters. Why? Because it's in here. But it's time to get it from in here to out here. Everyone say the water is breaking. The water is breaking. The water. That's what God did in Genesis. He drew those waters back. And when they broke, up come the earth and all the multiplication in it, all that's up in your water. You're just going to have to keep it up in your heart while the Holy Ghost incubates and say it and see it till you get real good at it. And once you see God do it, he's going to give you bigger things to believe him for. But you're going to have from this point have to always be in faith about something. Let your faith start developing, growing. It's a whole lot better than getting pounded. Amen. Let's give the Lord glory.